Welcome to Morning Magazine, Wendy. It is great to have you with us again.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you so much.
Wendy, you say that one of your favourite lines is, "The one common denominator in all relationships is me." Tell us a bit about that.
My work and relationships were a mess. With meditation, it became clear that what I called getting on with life was chasing a later time when I could be me. So that meant I was mostly reacting on an unconscious autopilot, doing what I thought I should do, but not really knowing what to do in the moment and not making anyone happy because I was really, really self-righteous.
Now, meditation has been around a long time, Wendy. What do you believe the benefits of meditation are?
I found it very hard to discern what to do, so I couldn't trust myself. Meditation gave me this method to really listen to myself deeply, so then I could trust myself. So as a consequence, I could actually listen to others much better to help them join the dots.
Wow. And why choose to focus on startup founders?
So I focus on startup founders because they are very ambitious and fundamentally the buck stops with them. If the company falls over, it's their responsibility, their self-identity. And there are many ideas of what success means, so I help them understand their own idea of success.
Well, how do high-tech startups differ from any other startup business?
Building a business is difficult, but creating a high-tech startup is so much tougher. I mean, I have a business and I have a community advocacy group, but I can see for these guys it's so different because there are investors, customers, products, marketing, shareholders, technology, scaling up, being fast, managing staff in a hyper-dynamic world which is very masculine, always while sitting on the knife edge of failure. It's quite an emotional roller coaster.
I'll bet by the sound of that. And Wendy, what do you believe makes a really good sounding board?
Because I have a psychotherapy diploma on top of the psychology degree, mm-hmm. and I also have a meditation teacher training and 20 years of meditation practice, I now have a fairly good capacity to hear what ties together thoughts and gather them in a way the other person can actually hear.
Wendy, over the past few years, anxiety levels in the community seem to have risen dramatically. Would you be willing to share some meditation tips with us on Morning Magazine on a regular basis?
Rosemary, I thought you'd never ask. Thank you. I would love to do that. Thank you for the invitation.